In an effort to strengthen bighorn sheep herds in the Seminole Ferris Mountains near Rawlins, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department has relocated 24 sheep from Devil's Canyon. Transplants from Oregon in 2009 and 2010 and from Devil's Canyon near Lovell in 2010 helped establish the Seminole Ferris herd, but blizzards and years of wildfires reduced the herd. Game and Fish wildlife biologist Greg Hyatt joins me to explain that the previous transplant has been a success, but they want to build on that. You had some success, I guess some moderate success, you'd probably have to say a few years back. Do you think that this will kind of get things reinvigorated up there?
We don't need to reinvigorate it. The sheep on the Seminole side, which have also expanded into the Bennett Mountains on the other side of Seminole Reservoir, are doing well. They did not do well with the 2012 drought, wildfires, and then the blizzards in 2013. But other than that, they have been doing as good as we could have hoped. So the Seminole side of this herd is doing well. What we're trying to do now is to expand that success into the Ferris Mountains to the west.
What do you see as the obstacles to that?
Actually, there haven't really been any. The transplant went really well. The habitat is in good condition now. The wildfire that hit the Ferris Mountains in 2012 was not ideal. It came at the hot part of the summer. It burned more of the mountain than we would have liked. It burned more out into the sagebrush flats than we would have liked. And it scorched the ground pretty hot. You know, it was not ideal, but with the precipitation we had in 2014 and especially what we had last year in 2015, the habitat has recovered really well. We did have some cheatgrass problems out there. We still do, but the Bureau of Land Management has been getting funding to go out and do chemical treatment and trying biological treatment on that cheatgrass. So everything seems to be going well now. The only thing we were lacking was some low-elevation sheep that would lamb about the right time of year that you need in these mountains. And that's what we just got from Devil's Canyon.
You know, these transplant efforts have kind of, I mean, I know enough about this to be just dangerous, so feel free to correct me at this. But, you know, you've had some hit and misses over the years, but this one really seemed to go pretty well. And the fact that you had 100 sheep that survived the fire and all the things that went wrong there, I mean, that's got to make you just very optimistic about the long-range future here, doesn't it?
It does. We seem to have found the right type of sheep. The sheep that we had brought in the 1970s and 80s came from the Du Bois country, and they were high-elevation sheep that typically land at very high elevations, like 11,000 feet or so, in the first part of June, which is perfectly timed for that high country. But for around here, they were lambing too late. We were already getting into the heat and dryness of summer, and we needed some sheep that would lamb, you know, earlier, basically be in synchrony with this elevation. And it looks like these sheep that we're getting out of Devil's Canyon up by Lovell are going to work, and also the sheep that we got from the low elevation herds out of Oregon. Their timing of the lambing seems to be fitting with our spring green up, and that seems to be the key out here.
So what will be, I mean, when will you know that you've probably had some success?
Well, it depends on how you measure success, but right now, most of the sheep that we transplanted have radio collars on them with a satellite uplink, so I can check on them every day to make sure that they're staying where they're supposed to, and so far they have been. I guess we know most of the ewes were pregnant. We were able to do ultrasound on most of them, and all the ones that they did ultrasound on were pregnant. So we expect a good lamb crop this year. So I guess success for me would be when we have our own native-grown lamb crop in 2017, when we actually have sheep that are bred on the Ferris Mountains and produce lambs that survive on the Ferris Mountains. And so it'll be several years, you know, before we know whether or not this low-elevation sheep are properly adapted for this habitat that we've got available on Ferris.
It's always interesting talking to you guys. Greg, thanks so much.
Sure, anytime.
Greg Hyatt is a wildlife biologist with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department.